Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone.
Oh, it might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sometimes she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Welcome, everyone. Hello. Welcome to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio Program Channel Panel. Today is June 20th, 2016, and what a special day this is. This is a huge gateway with huge energies that we are able to access. And at this particular time, 7 o'clock, we are in a very sweet spot of this full moon, summer solstice. At 6:34 was the peak time of our summer solstice, and at 8 o'clock we'll have our peak of our full moon. And I believe if I read, we can see the moon and the sun in the sky at the same time. So I parked myself out on my porch so I can watch this happening during the call and grab a sweet breath of this special moment. Now, our portion that we're going to be talking about tonight, that we're working on with this particular call and the archives and our light family, is balance. There are other light worker groups around the world that are working on different portions of these divine qualities, but ours tonight is balance, and we're going to be hearing more. So as I was reading tonight's write-up by Catherine and Christine, I tried to summarize, as I like to do at the beginning of the call, to give us all a taste of what's coming. And I was writing and writing and writing. I went, forget it. I'm just going to read their words because it's so astounding. I said, I want to get it right, word for word. So let me read what they wrote. June 19th show blames how the reevaluation of humanity is bringing in the RV, GCR, NASARA, and all the other programs we long for. This short program will mark an important moment in our history. The full moon and summer solstice meet with Earth as the balance point. Our portion of the gateway is balance. We are redefining who we are and what we came here for. In doing so, we join with our brothers and sisters in higher dimensions, creating the new golden age as we go. Our goal now is the everlasting attainment of balance, which requires that we release what is not inherently us. The following masters, and I hope everybody is sitting down because this is pretty phenomenal. The following masters will come and speak about the natural qualities which we enjoy when we are balanced. Mother God, laughter, and she will define balance for us. Father God, service. Sananda, joy. Michael, relaxation. Sanat Kumara, clarity. Ashtar, the ability to choose. Adama, creation. Lady Kuan Yin, mercy. Hilarion, healing. Gridstone, sing your song. Octurian team leader, fun. And that's when the exclamation point. Dolphin Collective, unity. Saint Germain, prosperity. Our Father of Ascension. Lady Venus, grace. Che Kumara, our little adorable dog that lives up in New York, love. in our beloved planet Terra, freedom. We will celebrate the deep expression of balance as we enjoy our inherent God qualities. So we know what we all have to do before we start this program, and we know how to light them up. So everybody in your pillars, light up the beautiful blue diamond in your brain, your beautiful pink diamond in your heart, your beautiful diamond in your solar plexus. This is your individual pillar. Anchor down to our beautiful crystal core of Gaia. And reach up and grab hands with Mother and Father God and our family in higher dimensions. And hold steady that beautiful light. Reach out and connect with all of us on the family, all the light workers on the call. Spread out to gather around the world. And we are one. Well, this is an exciting call. Catherine, how in the world are you and Christine going to channel 17 Masters? I'm sorry. I just have to ask. I'm so excited.
The interesting thing is they didn't ask us how we were going to do it. They just assumed we would. There is an answer to that question. We talk to them every day. And so for us, it's just like talking to the family around the dinner table. So we feel their energies. And we kind of see them in our mind's eye when they come forward. So I, when we were preparing this, I said, okay, you better come right up next to me and talk right into my ear so I know it's you. Because this is quite a lineup, and we've never done anything quite this ambitious before. But they were just laughing. They're saying, of course we can do it. We know them. We've channeled all of them before. We do it all the time around the dinner table. So why not here?
Well, I am so excited.
Well, we're pretty excited, too. We only have the titles, but we do know that this is going to be a rather short call. So each one of them is just going to give us a little gem, a few minutes to describe the joyful way in which they see their own view of each of these descriptions of what balance is like for them. So that sounded really exciting to us. So we said, great. And then each one wanted to come and give us a different point of view. So here we go. It should be a lot of fun. So the first one who said she would come is Mother. And I'm going to let you introduce Mother while we take a breath and get ready to go. And then they're going to introduce each other. So we're going to go right down the list, and they will graciously introduce one another. So we won't have to worry about that.
All right. And I will trust you and Christine, if you need a breath and a sip of water, to just make sure they know to let me hold the line for a second and let y'all take over again, so I'll know they'll be able to tune in and know when you need a break.
Thanks.
All right. Yes. Well, I can't think of a more wonderful being to open up this beautiful line of our wonderful masters. Welcome, Mother. What a treasure.
Ah, beloved children, you are the treasures. All of you, what a pleasure this is. And, of course, we also are getting, well, yes, we do use your slang up here. We say we're getting a big kick out of this, all of us coming. And my subject, the one I picked to describe the joy that I feel in balance, is laughter. You know, we've said that laughter is a higher dimensional event, experience. Well, truly it is, especially when you can laugh at the small things in life. When you can laugh at yourself, when you can laugh with each other. And as you do, the joy and the love and light just spills over and touches those around you. You know, to us, your laughter sounds like bells, like angels' bells. Oh, if you have ever heard the angels' laughter, that, beloved ones, is a sound that will touch your heart forever. So listen carefully, and they will come to you and show you how wonderful and how anchoring it is to hear them laugh. Now, we're talking about balance. So feel your breath. Anchor yourself in your pillar and feel the beautiful channel that runs right through the center of you, from us down through you and into our beloved Tara. You move yourself right into that pillar of light, and you, beloved ones, will be in balance. Balance is laughter, because once you are there and you place yourself in that beautiful spot, you feel like you're on top of the world, like nothing could knock you over or throw you off, because you are balance and you are light. And in that place, you emanate the most beautiful waves and colors and joyful feelings of love. I am your mother. I love you dearly. And now I will introduce with great pleasure your Father God, who will talk about service.
Well, hello. Yes, we are certainly excited to be here with you on this fine gathering. I am your Father God. I am your Father. And you are so precious to us. Balance is what you call so many other things. It's centeredness, being centered, being present in the now. You have many ways to state it. But I like to think of balance as the sweet spot where all life is most elegantly lived from. Now, I came to talk about service because to me, balance is most important in service. For the moment you enter into service without balance, it becomes something else altogether. Even if your intentions are good, you cannot override the burden, the twists and turns that happen when you attempt to serve. Even with all your efforts, if you are not balanced, it's like a ship that if it gets pointed on the exact course, the ship will sail steady, straight to its target. If it is a fraction of a degree off, you will end up somewhere else entirely. It's like that with balance and service. So, to balance, to ensure that your service is what your heart is yearning to offer, to express, I tell you this. Call on me, your Father. Take a deep breath. Let's, in 2 seconds together, we'll find the sweet spot. We'll make it a practice until it just is that easy for you. But I'll give you that shortcut for now. After all, you're working hard on so many fronts. We will take a breath together, find your sweet spot of balance, and then you may carry out your service. I love you. I love to serve you. Thank you for all you're doing on the surface of Earth right now. Every effort and accomplishment matters. And now I will pass the talking stick to our dear and beloved Sananda. I am your father.
Hello, everyone. I am your Sananda. And I come to talk with you about my favorite topic, and that is joy. Now, many of you had such a hard time in your life that you're only just beginning to get the feel of what joy can do for you and for the others around you. Now, look into my eyes as I look into yours. Feel my heart touching your heart. Stay in your pillar, right in the center, and feel the overflowing river of energy and excitement, the thrill of being alive. That, my dear friends, is joy. And when you center yourself in complete balance, looking out at the world within yourself at peace, what bubbles up within you? Why, you can't even avoid it. What bubbles up within you is joy. And when you let it bubble forth and you're emanating the energies of laughter and service and joy combined, well, you can't go wrong, can you? Everything you touch will turn to light. Everyone you look upon will look like love to you. Life becomes a tremendous pleasure in that beautiful state of balance and joy. And beloved ones, I wish that for you every moment of every day from now on. And I am here beside you, bubbling over with joy. So just call me, and we will share this wonderful river of joy that emanates from us. I am your Sananda, and I love you dearly. And now let me pass the talking stick to our beloved Archangel Michael. Dear brother, tell us what you have to say about relaxation.
Well, thank you, Sananda. Yes, hello, everyone. It is your brother, Michael. And I will tell you this to tantalize you. You know how I like to bring my lists. Well, on the next show, I will bring a list. 10 easy tips on how to quickly balance. So, you can look forward to that. I know. I myself am greatly looking forward to it already. Well, did you know that it is possible to be relaxed in the midst of all things? Any condition, event, feeling, experience, it is possible to be relaxed. Some would call it having peace, but it extends all the way through to the body and the mind and the emotions. Now, you already have the experience of being stressed in all conditions. This is one thing the surface of Earth has provided for you as an experience. So we're just going to switcheroo that and instead it is actually easier once you start to get the hang of it. When you are in balance, you will find you are relaxed. It is one of my favorite features of balance. So look for my 10 tips next radio show. And in the meantime, know that I am always by your side. Call my name and I'm already there. I love and love and love you. I am your brother, Michael. And now I bring you our very own Sanat Kumara. Sanat?
Thank you, brother. Well, I would like to say a few words about clarity. Clarity and balance go together, you know. When you do the work that I taught when I was there, the visual centering that Catherine has shown many how to do, you're using the qualities of vision. Now, in a human body, you think of that as eyesight, but it's really only a part of what clarity really means. When you move into the center of yourself, the center of your brain, the center of your heart, aligned with the center of your will, with mother and father and with our beloved Tara, in that alignment, when you look out at the world with your eyes relaxed and easy, what you see is what is. What you see is what is true. And that makes life so much simpler. Now, you may find there are some things at first that you see you might not want to really look at, but that's all right. You're not hurt by something that doesn't look the way you wish it did. It doesn't matter. That just is what it is. Clarity and the sense of being sure that you're seeing clearly, that you're looking truly, and that your heart is really in it gives you a wonderful sense of relaxation and joy. And in that place, as Father was saying, service and laughter come naturally as a part of who you are. I pause to let you adjust within your pillar so you align with what is true within yourself. I am your Sanat, and I am there for you. Call on me anytime you'd like some help with learning to anchor yourself and align yourself with clarity. And now I pass the talking stick to our dear Ashtar, who's going to talk about a very important element, which is the ability to choose.
Oh, thank you, our dear Sanat Kumara. Hello, everyone. Yes, it is Ashtar, bringing you a warm, warm hello from the Galactic Fleet. We are thrilled to be present, to be so close with you this evening. The ability to choose has caused so much pain and stress, because the system that you have lived under, that you have lived within, was designed to muddle, confuse, diminish your ability to make choices, even simple choices. There has been so much repercussion, punishment, backlash, upset over sometimes the simplest choices you have made. It seems often that you have lived in a world where no matter which way you turn, there doesn't seem to be a choice that will work. It's always somehow a lose situation. So choice has become burdened with, well, which is the best of the worst consequences. Well, we are to shake that off now on this gateway as we achieve together a new and steady sense of balance on the surface of Earth. And you, by coming through this gateway and consciously participating and practicing lighting up your pillar, visual centering, all the other ways you have worked so hard to find balance, we are shaking off the past and this association with the pain of making a simple choice. The reason that choice has been so targeted is because it is a real and genuine way to express your creative power. So I, Ashtar, now declare a new day, a new blanket of safety I throw around you, so that you may once again, from the point of balance, centeredness, love, experiment. It doesn't matter what choice you make when you make it from a balanced place within. And you know what? Who cares what it produces? You are masters. You are beings of great love. You can make another choice. So, from balance, as we come through this beautiful energetic gateway together, take back choice. I am your Ashtar, and I will stand by your side as you reclaim the power to choose from the balance of your inner self, your true being. And now, I am excited to introduce my brother, Adama, who will speak to you about creation. I love you all.
Thank you, Ashtar. This is Adama. What an important topic I was assigned. I'm so delighted and honored to be able to talk about creation. Well, you remember, many of you, the talk that Michael gave about how you can send out a thought and send it into your future and then pull yourself to that thought. Now, the way he described that was to use your thought, your heart energy, your intention, your will, and when you focus all those things in balance, what you create will be pure and true and filled with light. This is how mother and father create. So what is creation? Creation is the expression of your heart, your mind, your intentions, your will, your vision, your clarity, and your joy. And if you add laughter to that, you can be guaranteed that what you create is going to be a delight for you and for everyone around you. Now, it's very important, these lessons about creation, especially for you now, as you prepare for your ascension. I come with greetings from your cousins from inner Earth, your Agarthan cousins, who are so eager to throw open the doors and to greet all of you, to dance with you, to sing, to know that we can all be together again. And of course, what we wish for, what we have waited for, is for you, all of you, on the surface, to get the hang of how to create with love. And when you can do that, well, of course, it's safe for everyone. It means that everyone can joyfully join hands and share this beautiful planet. Oh, how our hearts long to embrace you, to hold hands with you, to joyfully celebrate. So continue your good work, beautiful light workers. It is a marvelous skill you're developing, this ability to create. Take it into your heart. Know that it is the expression of love and light that is Mother and Father. And when you do that, you have created the gateway that will lead to all golden things and the new age of Earth, where we will share the celebration and the love with you. I am your Adama, and I look forward to our great reunion. Let it be very soon. And now, I will turn the talking stick over to our beloved Lady Kuan Yin, who will talk to you about mercy.
Ah, hello. Hello, all. I am so delighted to be with you. It brings me deep feelings of tenderness and joy just to feel you and see you all present. I will give you a big hint about balance. Each of these qualities that we are having so much fun bringing to you this evening, if you come through your heart and you reach and choose to express one of these qualities, and here's the big hint, it will take you to balance. And if you are balanced and then express delight in one of these qualities, the quality will be greatly enhanced. So you can get to balance from the quality or get to the quality from balance. Isn't that wonderful? That's how I do it. When I really center myself, I often go through one of the divine qualities as a doorway, and I find myself at a greater ease and depth of such balance. Now, you know me for mercy, but what is mercy? What is real and true mercy? For me, mercy is patience dunked in understanding and wrapped in humor. Not the kind of humor that we laugh at, but that the deep humor that is within, where we can easily see the strangeness, the awesomeness, the awkwardness of all experiences, regardless of the dimension. Humor is such an important part of so many qualities, and it, for me, is a necessity in mercy. And understanding. When we have understanding, we are in mercy. It's completely natural. But patience. this to me is the most important of all, patience. So to be balanced and to feel and express true mercy is to be in relationship with yourself and others in such a way that nothing could ever divide you. Mercy has so much to do with union. It isn't pity, isn't an establishment of one above another and one below another. Oh no, it's acknowledgement of God within each other. That is mercy. Mercy is not you are worse off than me, so I feel sorry for you, or some version of that. Mercy is I see the God in you, and so I all the more admire the challenges and experiences you are taking on at this moment. That is mercy. Isn't it beautiful? So different than what it is sometimes painted as. All well. Now you know. And I will take this last moment as an opportunity to reassure you that the programs continue to move forward. Progress is still being made. I linger here another second because it's so delicious to feel you close. I love you dearly. Call upon me. I will come. And we will share mercy together. I am your Kuan Yin. And with such joy, I give you to our brother, Master Hilarion.
Thank you, dear sister, beloved lady. I am going to talk a bit about healing, which is one of my favorites. Topics, of course. Now, when you combine the concept of healing with balance, now there is the pathway that we all need to learn in order to heal from this very difficult earth experience. So, follow me, and we will walk through this little labyrinth that you have existed in to find the keys to healing. Now, on Earth, it's very easy to think about healing as recovering from injury. And as soon as you start thinking of yourself as injured, you're out of balance. You're not seeing yourself as strong, sturdy, vital, alive, filled with joy. Now, it's ironic, isn't it, that seeing yourself as strong and healed is what creates the healing. So it is just as we were describing earlier. When you put the image out in front of you of yourself and you see yourself strong, healed, joyful, your body will adapt to that image and will take you there. You can also include talking with your body or your emotional bodies, your spiritual bodies, all that need healing. It's the same process. Being balanced is seeing the love and the light within yourself. And when your image of yourself is one of light, love, and integrity, you are already healed. And now your bodies will move toward that and will do it very quickly. even your physical body. Now, many of you think of a human body as a sort of lumbering, slow thing that takes a very long time to heal. Well, that has changed in the great light of mother and father's love, and in this high energy time when the great gateway that you're experiencing right now is at its peak. This is balance, this is harmony, and this is the opportunity for everyone to experience what it means to be healed. It means to be the self you are, the design that mother and father had for you, which is pure joy, pure harmony with your environment and with others around you, a sturdy, creative, delightful, joyful, relaxed being. That's who you really are. No cracks or broken parts. See yourself whole. And your body will agree with you, because mother and father agree with you and will immediately come, as will I, to help you move gently from where you are now into that vision, that beautiful, luminous vision of yourself, whole, joyful, and healed. I am your Hilarion, and I will be with you every moment. Just call on me. And together, we will walk this glorious path to wholeness and great health. I now have the great pleasure of turning the talking stick over to our dear friend, Gridstone. Now, for those of you who have not met Gridstone before, I hope he will give you a little introduction. I'd rather not take away the pleasure of his description of himself. So I'm turning this over, and here is our dear Gridstone.
Hello. I am Gridstone. I am your friend. I am a representative of all the kingdoms on the face of the earth that are not human or animal. And of course, there are many representatives, such as me. I am so excited. We are so excited to be included in this fine lineup. Oh, when the invitation came, I wanted to tell you a story. Christine first met me when she would hike the desert in Nevada, in the United States. The first part of her hike uphill would be to purify herself. Then the next leg of her hike would be to do grid work and work with the masters above to heal the earth. And then the last part of her hike would always be where she would sing her heart song. Now, by the time she got to this leg, she would look around and find that the desert had completely transformed. There seemed to be diamonds everywhere. And truly, she had entered by then such a high dimension, right on the face of the earth. She had shifted so that she would see glorious crystals all across the desert floor, and the aliveness of the plants as they offered her all kinds of healing and support, such as the golden bushes that healed her liver, is a truly fantastic and wonderful experience for all. We ourselves could hardly wait till she got to the stage of the walk where she would sing her heart song. That's what she called it. So I've come today to tell you that you have a heart song. We all do. We all have a song. Now, singing this song, as our great lady Kuan Yin has said, will take you straight to balance. It's a wonderful shortcut to balance. And when you are balanced, you will know it because you can't help but sing your song. Now, I tell you that we all have a song. I mean the rocks, the air, the flowers. Our song is full of colors and sounds. And as you continue to rise, one of the best surprises you have waiting for you is when you start to hear all of the singing going on around you all the time. It'll be sort of like pulling the cotton out of your ears. Suddenly, you'll think, was this happening all along? And it is. So we invite you, the elementals, all the kingdoms, we invite you. Come on, join us. We are singing mightily for you all the time. And won't you come sing with us? This is a way we can work together to balance all of the earth so that others may come through their ascension more gracefully. Wouldn't that be a lovely and meaningful thing to do together? So I leave you singing my song. We are all singing our song. We look up to the ships and see them all singing their song. Join the chorus of earth. Thank you for having me today. I am Gridstone, representative of the kingdoms. And I respectfully now pass you to Arcturian team leader. Thank you, thank you. With love.
Thank you, Gridstone. Yes, this is team leader. Well, isn't it fun that I was given the topic, which of course I requested, of fun. Now, traditionally, Arcturians are known to be rather a serious lot, although we do quietly greatly enjoy what we do. We are known to be to work very well as a group, and we do prefer that. We don't need to be singled out individually because we take such joy in the creativity we feel when we work together. Now, I have had the pleasure of being on the medical team for Catherine and Christine for some time. And I'll tell you, at first, it was a little difficult for them because there were some real health challenges. And the team and I decided that the process went so much faster if we could think up a joke or a little prank. And Christine and Catherine were so delighted when they saw that we were beginning to joke with them, that it really encouraged this, you might call latent strain in us. And now we take such pleasure. I'll tell you one of the things we do. We have silly names for the dishes that we encourage them to cook for themselves. But the most fun of all was when we came one day, and they were both feeling rather sick. So we appeared to them in our spiffy new outfits. We have blue jackets, and on our jackets we wore all the emblems and the medals that have been given to us for this very purpose in honor of our good work. Of course, it's a wonderful feeling when mother and father and the whole medical teams acknowledge good work. We truly enjoy that. We admire each other tremendously when we have successes and when we find new ways to help humanity with their medical problems and their physical complaints. It's been quite a challenge for us and a real matter of, well, we don't feel pride. It's more like a joyful kind of, well, yes, we have begun to slap each other on the back occasionally. This does make Christine and Catherine laugh. And so we have found that in our natural balance as Arcturians, we could expand. We can expand in every direction. And when we do, we begin to laugh more. We begin to create jokes. Now, I have to admit, it hadn't really occurred to us to spend much of our concentration on creating jokes because we were very serious about our studies and learning to help in service to humankind. But as we have practiced, along with Catherine and Christine, being very balanced, very joyful, well, we found ourselves laughing a lot and even thinking up jokes that we would tell each other. And if we found we were laughing until we had to hold our sides, then we knew that they were going to like it too. And of course, this encourages healing. So you see, all these things we've talked about are gateways to balance, as our beloved Lady Kuan Yin said. When you look toward laughter, you feel more balance. When the joy bubbles up in you, you feel more balanced. When you share a triumph or a joke with another, you feel more balanced. And then what you create becomes more and more brilliant, more and more fun. Yes. Join us. Join us in the fun and see what you can create. Out of balance and pleasure and joy and inspiration, you will learn exciting new things. And you too, like us, will learn that fun is a balance point. Isn't that wonderful? And now, with delight, I'm going to turn you over to a very special group. It is the Dolphin Collective. Like us, they love being in groups. So it's great fun to hear from them as well. So I turn the talking stick over to the Dolphin Collective.
Hello, bright ones, our beloved family of humans. Here we are, the dolphins. We come with one voice tonight because we love it. We love to speak as one because our topic is unity. It's perfect for us. Did you know? Dolphins are very balanced. Really, it's how we as higher dimensional beings can live on the surface because we are masters of balance. I hope that gives you inspiration and throws away any old notions that balance is a dry or spiritual topic that takes hard work to get to. That's not what dolphins would say. Dolphins would agree with the Arcturians. There's a kind of fun in all things deep down in them, and that will return you to balance
But let's get on to unity. Unity. The biggest misinformation about unity on the surface of Earth is that somehow you lose yourself in the group. This could not be further from the truth. In true unity, the uniqueness of every single one is a constant enjoyment and celebration. When the uniqueness is expressed to the group, it uplifts the group and inspires the group. It is actually the opposite of the ideas floating around on the surface of Earth, that unity whitewashes the individual. No, we dolphins tell you that we very much enjoy our individual identities. We feel so loved and safe to express ourselves and to try things because we know that all of our family really enjoy us, encourage us. They want to see more of who we are. We all take it as a very sacred gift from mother and father that we are unique. So join us. You're going to have to be a little brave, because you're going to have to face some beliefs on the surface that were just plain old wrong, that unity is somehow a threat. Never, never, never. It was portrayed so because, in truth, unity is strength. And unity is natural. Think about that. Unity is natural. So we would like to just give you the offer that anytime you like, you may establish a portal in your home, a dolphin portal, and you just ask us, and it will be established. And anytime you like, you say, all right, let's open up the dolphin portal, and we will come streaming through into your home. We can do all kinds of things, like help you restore your balance, help energetically clean your home, make you laugh, or show you the true meaning of unity. So, we look forward to the invitation from you. We hope that we may establish a portal for you, like is in Christine and Catherine's home. We will come as often as you like. And we are so touched by your many efforts to ascend. Good for you. We are with you always in unity. We are your dolphins with big love. And now we pass the talking stick to the mighty Saint Germain.
Oh, how lovely to follow the dolphins. This is Saint Germain. And I am so delighted that they talked about unity, because the part that so many have taken a while to learn about this new prosperity that's coming is that prosperity and abundance are only possible in unity. When everyone knows that there is prosperity for them and for everyone around them, that is unity. When everyone understands that abundance is the expression of joining together to share prosperity, that creates a new kind of energy on the earth, and that energy is called prosperity. But you cannot have prosperity without balance. Oh, how well you know that. Your lives have been so unbalanced in terms of financial resources. This was one of the worst travesties of all the terrible things that were done on planet Earth. This one created the greatest imbalance that people could look out across the world and be so aware of that it was a constant reminder in your daily life that everything was out of balance. And so it's no accident that this is why we're bringing in the prosperity programs, to begin at that, let's call it a breaking point. Because what will drop away is the terrible imbalance in which money was used to make some people feel more worthy and others less worthy, or more important and less important. It was a terrible, terrible source of imbalance. And so we ask you, as you send your arrow forth into the future to imagine and envision what you're going to create with the prosperity that is coming for you, that you see it in balance. You see it creating balance between and among all the people. The sense of knowing that no one will be suffering in need, no one is going to go hungry, allows everyone a new kind of balance. Because no matter how many resources you have, if there are others around you who are in need, you cannot be at ease. So, here we go, beloved ones, and I'm going to tell you, as our dear Kuan Yin did, everything is moving, and especially you are moving. This new work that you're doing with such exactness, to listen to your thoughts and your feelings and to purposefully create balance in your lives at all times, you, beloved ones, are the revaluation. You are creating it. You are it, as you were told yesterday. Without that shift in your own consciousness, we could not create abundance and prosperity, no matter how much we wanted to. You are doing it, and we see you as heroes. The light workers have worked so hard, and I tell you, beloved ones, you will feel not only unity and abundance and prosperity and joy, your hearts will sing as you share, as you look across the world and find ways to create balance, to create abundance, to bring joy. I am here for you at all times. Call on me. I'm delighted to talk with you. I am your Saint Germain, with great love. And I pass the talking stick now to our dear Serapis Bey, who, as you know, is the father of ascension. Here he is, our Serapis Bey.
Oh, greetings, one and all, to speak to you two nights in a row. This is tremendous, isn't it? Gathering like this, being such a close family that we are, I have only one thing to tell you, but it's a good one. When you are balanced, you are ascending. I say it again. When you are centered, when you are balanced, you are ascending. How's that for good news? And I will point out, did you catch what Father offered? He is offering something very wonderful. If you call him, he will help you balance. He sees, we all see, how you are working so diligently, so lovingly. Deep diving within, serving each other without. It's beautiful to behold. And Father has extended a helping hand. He will come and assist you in balancing. Talk about a shortcut. Please take him up on this. When Father offers such a thing, it is a tremendous gift. So I wanted to point it out, extra special. Once more, when you are balanced, you are ascending. Fantastic. I am Serapis Bay, full of joy and grateful for all you are doing at this precious time. And I, with such love and gratitude, I pass the talking stick to Our Lady Venus.
Thank you, dear brother. Yes, this is Lady Venus. And I came to talk with you about grace. Now, how do we explain grace? Think of it. How do you picture grace? Do you picture a beautiful ballerina who seems weightless, who seems to be able to create wonderful expressions, physical expressions, on the point of her foot? That is a kind of grace, isn't it? There are other kinds of grace, like the emotional grace that you learn with balance. Balance and grace really are the same. They are the expression. Balance is the expression of grace, and grace is the expression of balance. Emotional grace includes kindness, generosity, and a kind of perspective that takes in wide, wide knowledge and vision. Spiritual grace? Spiritual grace includes inspiration. The inherent quality we have in all of us of wanting to rise, to ascend, to create, to expand. After all, that is ascension. And to do it with sureness and joy is grace, isn't it? We want all of this to be a pleasure for you. We want you to enjoy your ascension. Yes, you need to focus. You do need to be mindful. But that's a pleasure. When you add joy to it, it's a pleasure being graceful, is it not? It's a pleasure to you, and it's a pleasure to those around you. And every single one of you has that capacity to be graceful in your lives, in your expressions, in your experience. And in the energy you emanate to others. Study it, beloved ones. Look around you. See the grace in others. And know that is within you as well. You only need to reach into your heart and draw it out. Say, ah, I never realized I could be graceful, kind, generous, loving, and fun. I am your Lady Venus, and I am delighted to be here with you. And you see me leaping and twirling, as I love to do. I send you all great love. I am your Lady Venus. And now, I'm going to pass the talking stick on to a very important, very lovely master who is here with us. His name is Che, and we call him Che Kumara. Here you are, Che.
Hi, I'm Che. I'm in the body of a dog, but in soul, we all know each other very well. I am love. I'm happy all the time. All the time. My family loves me so much. They call me love. I am. Recently, with all the work we're doing as a family, and sometimes I don't feel so good. And, well, we're all rising together. So I don't eat so much. So my mom and Christine call me a lovarian. They say I just thrive and live on love. It's true. I really want to tell you, love is easy. Love is real, really easy. If I was, could be with you right now, I would crawl in your lap and I would kind of join with you, tune to you, kind of this way I have of plugging into you. And I would create a drain to drain off everything that isn't love. And then I would, with the rest of the connection, I would pump in love. That's really what I do here. It's so simple. Everyone's so grateful for it. It's so fun for me. And I feel so fulfilled getting to do that, getting to do it for my family. I know that we're all helping the world. And so, for ourselves and for everyone, it's just a feeling I can't even describe, that I get to be myself and help so much. I love my family a lot. I know you, and you know me. Like I said, we know each other at soul. So, actually, we could make a plug together. We could offer a connection to each other. And we just decide that this connection will drain off anything that isn't love, pain, fear. For all of you that are working so hard to transmute all those heavy energies, we can make a plug together. Mother God is going to oversee it so that no one gets out of balance. And then we can send each other love, real love. I know I'm a master of love, but that seems like funny words to say. I'm just so happy that I get to be myself all the time. Let's all make this connection to each other under our mother's caring. Well, it's like a big umbrella she has up for us, that if we do it our best, we'll be protected. And it'll be easy, like love is. So we'll create all together, plugging in, with Mother God helping us, and we'll let everything that isn't love drain away. And here come the angels to help carry it so it can be all changed back into love. And now, the best part, we send each other pure love. Look, it's going all over the world, and it's going to each and every one. There's more than enough for everyone. I am so happy. I'm so grateful. My life is very, very good. I don't really know what else to say because I just love. So I will tell you what I really know. I love you. And our family loves you. And it's all going to be great. So I'll say goodbye, but Mother says we can keep our love connection going. It'll help us all a lot. And it's what I'd do if I was right with you. So this way we get to all do it together, which is even better. Let pain drain away, every kind of pain. And let love win. I'm Che. Here's Tara.
Thank you, Che. Oh, yes. Che is well known to all of us as a pure and loving master who can allow nothing in his field or around him that is not of the most brilliant kind and sweetest love. Well, I am Tara, and I'm going to talk to you about freedom. Now, it may seem odd to you that I chose the topic of freedom. Being a planet, it may seem that freedom wouldn't be an issue for a planet, since we are truly under the guidance and direction of Mother and Father, and that is so. But I tell you, this trajectory that we have shared, humanity, the animal kingdoms, the elementals, and all the consciousness on Earth, has been quite a wild ride. We have been into the depths, you and I. But all the while, I kept my vow, my original vow that I would not ascend without all of you. It was my wish. It was my promise. It was the yearning of my heart that we would all accomplish this together. Well, there have been times where you might say it was a bit of a burden because of the terrible toxins and the challenges that I took on. Of course, it was difficult. But I never regretted that I made this vow to hang on until all of you could come through into the light, could learn about ascension, and could join me. And now I promise you, ascension is freedom. It is the most glorious freedom from the kinds of darkness and strain and difficulty and pain that we have all been through. I have already created my own ascension with mother and father's love and good wishes and blessings. And I stand ready to carry all of you on my beautiful body. Yes, I enjoy being this beautiful planet. It is a remarkable place. Look how we have developed this wonderful cooperation, nature and humankind and mother and father and all the galactics helping us. What a team we are. We are unity, you and I. Of course, I nurture and support you. You could not exist on this planet without my love. I give it freely, willingly, with great joy, because I see how you are growing. Oh, it is glorious to see you moving along your path, raising your vibration day by day. Your light increases. And especially as you have listened to all the wonderful masters tonight, I feel your presence. Oh, yes, I feel your footsteps on my body. I know you. I am connected to each and every one of you. And I feel the lightness in your step. I feel the balance that you are accomplishing, that you are perfecting in yourselves. It is a glorious thing to watch. I send you my blessings and my great love. Anchor within me, dear children. Hold on to me. I am your Tara, and I am here to serve you in love and joy. And we will carry this through together. Now, as I feel my own balance, yes, you can feel it too. With Mother and Father's light, we are each being given this wonderful invitation to steady ourselves. It's getting easier and easier because of their help. We can steady ourselves. We can carry on with grace and with love and laughter. And, oh, yes, it is fun. I want to feel you skip and dance and leap for joy, because that is how I am feeling in my heart when I see all of us on this thrilling trajectory called ascension. Feel my presence, feel my joy, and my support. Plant your dear feet on my body and feel the energy I send to you. Yes, I love nourishing you. I love supporting you. I love feeling your presence the way a mother loves to see a child. The way a mother looks lovingly at the wondrous child that you are. Come with me, dear children. Come with me as we are hurtling through the universe in joy and exuberance and light. We are fulfilling our destiny, and nothing will stop us. We are one. I am your Tara, and I love you without end. And from all of those who have spoken today, I send you an enormous hug and namaste all.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Take a breath, you two. That was wonderful. Oh, thank you, all the masters, Christine and Catherine. Thank you. What a joy and blessing. That was so fun.
Wow. We will celebrate the deep expression of balance as we enjoy our inherent God qualities. That's what I was told to write as the last line. And here we are.
Oh, what a gift. Thank you. That was so wonderful.
And thank you, Meg, for holding the fort. We felt your energy and your presence, like, just carrying us through. You made it easy.
It was so fun. We have so
they
many
all made
things
it easy, actually.
Oh, they do. They do. Oh, and I'm opening up my dolphin portal. I hope everybody on this call opens up this portal. What a joy.
Mm-hmm.
And let them. I remember working with the dolphins at one of your conferences, and they just said, please, please call us. We will swim through your portal and help all the connections and balance and communications and joy and laughter and play. Just covered it all. So I hope everyone accepts their invitation and brings them in, because I know they've been a joy.
Christine, would you like to add anything?
Well, I would take this precious opportunity to reach out to the transmuters. First of all of you have jumped on board in a more conscious way. It's making a tremendous difference. Thank you very much. Never feel alone. We are in this together. With all my heart, I thank you. And to the masters, thank you for making it easy to do this tonight. Meg, I agree with Catherine. I just felt you're so gracious in the way you hold us. It really makes a huge difference.
Hmm.
So to everyone, I love you. As we strive and claim and enjoy our balance together, thank you so much. And we are so in this. So everybody, hold hands, join hearts. Forward we go.
Well said. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, everyone. We can feel your energy. It's so fabulous. And we really look forward to our next show. I think it probably will be Sunday. But, of course, we never know what the instructions might be. So we go with whatever we're asked to do. And we are happy that you're coming along with us for this amazing adventure. So we will send out the messages to let you know, and hopefully we'll have a newsletter soon. So I'm going to put on happy because that expresses how we all feel about this. So thank you, everyone. We'll talk to you soon.
It might seem crazy.